It's Wednesday, the 17th of June, 2015, and I'm still in the Conrad Hotel on Hong Kong Island. Today is my oldest daughter Hannah's birthday. She's 31, and it seems incredible to have a daughter of that age. I've got more or less a free day today, apart from lunch with a colleague and dinner with a friend, and in between, just trying to get as much work done as I possibly can. So far, that's been a successful morning in Hong Kong. I managed to get to the gym, get out for some breakfast, and also across to TST, which is across the harbour in Kowloon, for a haircut at the YMCA, which is one of my favourite hairdressers. So it's still only 10:30, so lots of time to work before Eric Chan picks me up at 12:15. I've just had a very pleasant lunch with Eric Chan, who's the head of nursing at the Caritas College here, which is a Catholic-based foundation which has only recently started running nursing programmes, and they've got their first intake of over 100 people. They started earlier this year. I first met Eric in Basel a couple of years ago at the first GAPFON meeting. That's the Global Advisory Panel on the Future of Nursing, which was called by Hester Klopper, the then president of Sigma Theta Tau International. She's just stepped down. And we met again in Puerto Rico last year in San Juan at a GAPFON meeting there. Eric knows just about everybody who I know, because he used to work at the WHO in Geneva, and knows people like David Benton and James Buchan and others. Very well connected, very wise friend, very good friend to make here, actually. And I hope we'll keep in touch. Again, my future in Hong Kong's a little bit uncertain. I've got probably another two terms to run on the University Grants Council. That means another 4 years. I hope that takes place. And whatever other contacts here, I'm not entirely sure. We'll have to forge them, but Eric's somebody I want to keep in touch with for sure. So, back to work.
In their talks at the White House, the two presidents discussed the lessons that could be learned from the battle against the deadly virus. Andrew Harding has sent us this dispatch from Liberia.
Late afternoon in Monrovia, and the women's kickball.
Well, I've had a very good afternoon so far. Got about an hour to go before I go out for dinner. I've been able to sit here and do some work whilst listening to my favourite radio programme by podcast, from our own correspondent from BBC Radio 4 and the World Service with Kate Adie. I'm always weeks behind, if not months behind, but it never really seems to matter, because they're vignettes and reflections on what's happening in various places, and actually they're timeless. I just get reminded now and again when they say things like it's Easter time or it's Lent and we're in the middle of summer now, but otherwise, I really greatly enjoy it. It's good background sound, but now and again you focus in on some very, very interesting stories. So this afternoon, one of the things on my list, which is really all I've done, was to write an editorial for Nursing Open. Nursing Open is the other journal that I edit, in addition to the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Nursing Open is an open-access, pay-to-publish journal, so it's a slightly different route to publication. And most of the publishers these days offer open access options within their main journals, but also offer open access journals. So this is a small job compared with the Journal of Advanced Nursing, but getting bigger, and we hope it will grow. We published one edition of 5 papers in our first year in 2014, and we've published one so far in April 2015. We try to publish 5 articles per issue, but we're only going to make it to 4 this time, in the interest of getting an edition out in July, along with an editorial which I've been asked to write today. But in fact, I'd already started writing it. I was nearly halfway through it, or more than halfway through it, when I got the message that we're actually going to go ahead and publish. So I've tried to make this one a little bit more substantial than the others. The other ones are 400 to 500 words. This is over 1,000 words, which I wrote from the start this afternoon. So I'm quite pleased with that. The issue I've tried to address here is the issue of ethical aspects of open access publishing. There's a lot of sharp practice out there, as I'm sure many people know, and trying to get across the fact that Nursing Open and other journals within the Wiley stable, including my main journal, the Journal of Advanced Nursing, follow the highest standards as laid down by the Committee on Publication Ethics. COPE don't specify anything about open access in terms of how editors and publishers should behave, but all their policies around transparency and not editors not being pushed by commercial reasons but only by editorial reasons apply. In other words, pay to publish open access doesn't mean that you pay to get your article published. You pay to get your article made open access after it's been through the editorial process and accepted. And, of course, in some cases, the articles are not accepted. So that's three editorials so far for Nursing Open, one introducing the journal and laying out our practices. The last one looked at poor practice in open access publishing, looking at the Directory of Open Access Journals, which we hope to join soon, and also at Beale's list of predatory publishers. And today I've dealt again with an issue in open access publishing. I think once we're more established, I'll begin to deal with more substantive clinical and policy and probably educational issues and invite some more editorials from other people. I'm hoping my editors will also swing in at some point with editorials, but at the moment I'm managing to handle it myself, and I want to keep control of that at least until the end of this year. I know there are more papers coming in, and I know that I've accepted more, and that we're in the process of editing more, so there will be more papers towards the end of the year, and we may be lucky and get another issue out by the end of the year. It's a little bit under our target, but at least we're keeping going. And I predict that if we keep going in this way and continue to provide a good service, or at least try to provide a better service — we have been a little bit slow at times, I have to admit — and then also provide good information about open access publishing and maintain high standards, that Nursing Open will grow in the years ahead. Other than that, I've been editing proofs for the Journal of Advanced Nursing, writing to some colleagues about one or two opportunities out here, putting some news up on our faculty blog about one of our colleagues who's been successful in getting money in for schools and colleges liaison. And this is not one of our academics, this is one of our professional support staff. So that's really excellent that we can spread out the praise, as it were, beyond the academics, who always seem to get the praise for doing things. And other than that, I've got one or two things to attend to before I go out in about an hour. So I'm going to get back to listening to From Our Own Correspondent and finish off that work now. And the other thing that's just happened is I noticed that my laundry has just come in, and then they've come in and turned down the bed for me. I'm never very sure why they feel they have to turn down beds for us in hotels. And what I notice is, because I left the cushions on the bed today, that the maid has turned down the wrong bed. There are two double beds in my room. So I don't know what I'm going to do there. Problem is, I might get confused in the middle of the night and jump into the wall or fall off the bed or something like that. We'll see. Not an urgent issue. I've just been for dinner in Aqua Restaurant with Linda Sim. Aqua's at 1 Peking Road in Kowloon. It's a high-level restaurant, which means it's up on the top of a building overlooking the harbour, in this case from the Kowloon side to the Hong Kong Island side, and it gives the most incredible view of the buildings and all the lights there, and we got a great view of the laser show. Linda Sim is the former manager — she's just left Cathay Pacific — of the Marco Polo Club, which is the Air Miles Club, of which I'm a top-tier member, at least for the time being. And Linda's been really helpful over the years in various travel arrangements, and she's moving on to other things, and I'll be fascinated to hear what she goes on to. Tomorrow morning, after I've checked my emails tonight and such like and gone to bed and woken up, I will be going to City University with the Research Grants Council members to do an academic visit. And of course all the details of that are confidential, and I won't report on it in any detail. But I look forward to doing that, mainly because that's the last thing I've got to do in Hong Kong for this particular visit for the University Grants Council. And then on Friday, I've got a day to myself to catch up on work, and then off to Korea.